Hey guys, is everybody awake? Hello, hello. Hello.
I'm awake.
Good morning.
Very early in the morning.
Yeah, well, I couldn't sleep.
It's your day off. What's happening?
I know, but it's exciting. I couldn't sleep because we've got mail. We got letters, we got questions, we got messages, and let's dip in.
All right, I'm going back to sleep.
No.
No, Nermit, what?
Non-time-sensitive requests.
Absolutely, yeah, and I have coffee.
You could have given us another hour of sleep. We have nothing to do today.
All right, first message. To answer your question about getting up later, I guess no.
Cool.
Okay, so this one. So, hi.
Hi.
No, that's the start.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We just paused because it sounded like that was the end.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
No, it's...
Just continue.
Okay. Hi. My friend and I are huge fans of Mission to Zix. That's our mission.
That's us.
We've listened to every episode and often quote it. Cool.
I didn't know that our recordings were public.
Yeah, is this person working in the archives?
Yeah, there must be some sort of archivist who's just, stumbled on something they like.
Oh, All right.
Yeah. She and her friend quote the archives.
That's probably a breach of security protocol.
She is turning 40 on January 3rd. We've been friends since we were 13, and I want to give her something special with the crew, including Beano. We love Beano.
Hey, Beano. You're being summoned.
Yeah. Would we wish her happy birthday? I know it's a crazy request and probably out of the ordinary. Thank you, Meredith Hudak.
Yeah,
it's
great. I think that's a great idea, Meredith. I would love to fulfill your quest. What's your friend's name?
It's not included. Maybe her friend works in the super secret level of the archives.
Oh.
Maybe she's her own friend.
Oh wow!
I see.
Meredith Hudak asked us to record a birthday message and didn't include her friend's name.
Yeah, we love birthdays.
But if she's her own friend secretly, she's only been friends since she was 13. I guess that is a time when you kind of start
to
like yourself.
A little while to get to know themselves.
Okay.
I feel like that's about the time I stopped liking myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't start liking myself till way later than 13.
Yeah, I don't know if I've started.
Yeah.
Maybe her friend has no name.
Oh, so should we do, happy birthday?
And then she can fill it in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's sing the birthday song. We'll just leave a blank.
Okay.
It is your birthday.
Birthday today.
It is your birthday.
Birthday.
Hooray. Everybody knows that you are great.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday.
It's a name here.
It's a name.
Great.
Cool. Yeah. It's crazy we all know that song.
That's the birthday song.
Yeah. We love the public domain.
So yeah, happy birthday to your friend Meredith. Hopefully that is concise.
You know what, you friend of Meredith?
All right. Hi, crew.
Hi.
It's just the beginning of the
thing. You have to stop taking such a long pause there.
All right. Hi, crew. I had at... Huh? See? Quick.
What? Yeah.
I had a...
Now you've stopped again.
No, I didn't... Hi. The part you said. Okay. No, you can't. I didn't earn that one, Bargy. Hi, crew. I had a few questions for you. Did Plek ever use the voucher C-53 gave him at X-Mars to buy a new mattress?
Hmm.
Did you?
Oh, I tried and it had expired.
Oh, I'm sorry. You should have told me that.
I hate when that happens.
It's fine. Okay. The problem is that, by the time the coupon books get to the Zix Squadron, a lot of the time they're past. But, C-53, I appreciated the thought.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
What are you sleeping on these days?
These days I'm sleeping on some clothes that I'm not currently wearing.
Oh, that sounds...
Well, I have on several occasions asked...
I know what you're about to say, and I'm going to tell you right now, we should move on to the next question.
All right.
Okay.
Where did Nermit grow up, and did he always want to be a missions operations manager? I grew up on a watery planet named Namelt. That's, of course, where the Lurds originate. Did I always want to be a missions operations manager? No, I wanted to be a senior missions operations manager after realizing that I was not military material.
Wait, Nermit, but the Alliance had only existed for a few months when you joined. What did you want to do for the first 20 years of your life?
The Monarchy had missions operations managers.
Yeah, the position of missions operations manager didn't start in the Rebellion.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And before that, the Alliance. Yeah, there's always been missions.
Sure.
And the operations thereof need management.
Sure, I guess that's true.
It all follows logically.
Yeah, all right.
All right. How did C-53 end up working for the Federated Alliance? Oof.
Who's asking?
Who is this? Rebecca.
Rebecca, yeah. I was a monarchy droid that was captured and had my mind forcibly wiped and then had a restraining bolt installed. That's pretty much the story. I don't remember a lot of it.
That's a shame, C-53.
Rebecca, it's not your fault that answer is so sad. Don't feel bad for asking. If Dar could juck any species, what would it be and why?
Wow. Ooh. Well, I mean, between you, me, and the beings in this room, I have been growing a spreadsheet where I'm trying to juck every known species.
Wow.
In the galaxy.
Wow.
I'm nowhere near the number I need to be at, but...
I mean, that pace must be relentless.
So it's more quantity over quality?
Absolutely. Now, anyway, I guess I would love to have consensual, hot, hot S-E-X. With...
Sex, Margie.
I'd like to have it with a blark.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Wow. I get it. You know why? It's because of the moisture.
Well, they're clouds of vapor.
Yeah, imagine those caresses.
I hear they're just really positive, wonderful beings that kind of surround you.
And excellent financial planners.
Ah.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, I hope it happens for you, Dar.
Oh, thank you.
And has Bargee ever used hyperproton fuel? Mm. And if so, what happened?
The thing about my art is I like to keep it natural. Mm. I've seen a lot of other artists take substances, do dust, go crazy, and they lose themselves. You know, it's fun for a second, but then they go.
Yeah.
I like to stick with very crazy oil. That's my one vice, crazy oil.
Bargee, I respect you for your stance on that. A secondary question. Does anyone have any hyperproton
fuel? C-53, no.
Unfortunately, no. Sorry,
no.
C.
Bad time.
We're answering questions that come in from the outside.
Sure, but imagine I posed a question.
Sure.
And the question was, does anyone have any hyperproton fuel?
No one does. We can still answer that question.
Okay. Okay. Follow-up.
Yes.
Does anyone have hyperproton fuel?
No, we don't have any.
No.
All right. Alright, okay, Rebecca, them's your answers. Rebecca says, thanks and safe travels.
She does?
Hmm?
Wow, she got back to us really quick.
She got back to us super fast.
Sorry, that's still in the same message.
We should read the whole email first and then we'll respond.
That's not how I do it.
Okay.
We have a really good connection if she's just
responding.
P.S.
Oh.
Damn it, Nerva.
P.S. If there's a Clint with you, ask how many swirlies has he given to the plints yet. Let's actually call up Clint?
I mean, you could always call, like, the emergency band and see if...
I still have Janelle Fitzmaier's number. We could just call the planet directly.
Oh, sure. Yep.
Okay.
Let's do it. Get down with bro.
We're actually thousands of light years from where you are.
Say that when you call.
What? What do you want?
We actually just had a Clint information question.
Can you help us? Yeah, I actually am the best at answering questions.
I'm so glad we got the best.
Well, get the best. Don't mess with the rest.
Now, of course, since you're the best...
Yes.
Can you speak to Clint-Plint relations right now?
Specifically, swirly count?
Well, I don't want to brag, but in terms of swirlies, I'm kind of the best around.
Wow.
Oh,
wow. You're best at two things.
Yeah. What can I say? Double threat. Swirlies, I've given maybe about, I think, two.
You're the best?
Wow.
I am.
Were they just really high quality, or other Clints did fewer?
Have you ever tried to do a swirly before? It's actually really difficult. You have to hold a person down.
No, so your problem is that you're only attempting to do a swirly solo.
It helps if you have, like, a crew.
Person.
Why would I need anybody else? I'm the best at it.
You might have a higher count.
No, the guys around here, the other guys, they're kind of assholes.
Sure. Okay. I mean, if you're giving swirlies, doesn't that put you in, like, kind of an asshole category already?
Do you want a swirly right now?
I'm many light years away. Okay, yep.
All right.
No, it's not.
He's dunking the camera.
Okay, oh, wow. Oh, he disconnected. Must have shorted out.
Rebecca, we're going to just have to go with two.
Two is
best we got.
Reliably, we can say two.
Dear Mission to Zix crew, I have some questions to help keep your minds occupied until the next adventure begins. Cool. I have a question for Plek. Plek, when you met Connie and Mark on Gemino, you told them that you are an only child. However, when giving advice to Bargy on why she shouldn't rush into getting a pet, you quoted missives from They Teen magazine, which you said belonged to your sister back on Ranga 6. So which is it? Do you have siblings or not?
Wow.
Someone called you out.
Oh,
I busted
her. Wow. Busted.
Ring, ring, ring.
Okay.
It's the called out call.
Okay. Listen, Dariel.
The called out
call. I'm going to be straight with you. Yeah, okay, it was me who had the subscription to the 18 magazine.
What?
Don't have a sister. I am
that
an only child.
Very unsurprising.
Yeah. Why did you subscribe to the 18?
There is great advice in there, and honestly, it's the writing is better than you would think.
Okay, you don't
but
have to get defensive
about it. More importantly, how old were you when the subscription ended?
When it
could
ended
follow up.
Okay. Listen,
we don't need to still getting the 18 magazine.
It's very inexpensive if you okay. subscribe in the long term.
Don't interrupt.
You're talking about Bitcroon per issue.
This is a current issue of the 18.
Yes, yes, it's this month's issue.
I don't like the cover at all.
Wait, you have them.
I hate the cover.
Because it's tiny.
Yep.
Yeah.
You have them all in Mylar and stacked, like and
they
perfectly.
Are going to be worth something someday.
Okay.
All right, Dariel, only child and a liar.
That's in the email?
No, that was my answer.
Summarizing for Dariel.
Okay. Let's see. Ba-doo-ba-ba. A question for C-53. When you left the Delegator after freeing Nermit from incarceration, and possibly, you know, ending my chance at promotion.
You were
you
not
were
going
in,
to get promoted. No, there was no chance you were going to be executed.
Nobody knows the future.
Nobody knows the future.
You were in the frame of an enforcer droid, but then you had your cube transferred to Bargy until Plek and Dar found a new C-class frame. Why not just customize the powerful frame of the enforcer droid instead? May the space be with you.
Brielle, that's a fine question. The frame of an enforcer droid is, frankly, just not suited to the work of a protocol and diplomatic relations droid. It's very aggressive. There's a lot of weapon systems, and frankly, I just find the whole posture of the frame to be a little off-putting, I think, to anyone I would care to relate to diplomatically.
Also, it runs on pancakes.
Yeah, I had a really maniacal desire for pancakes. It frankly was very inconvenient.
Wow.
I like pancakes, but not that much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
All right, Dariel, I hope that satisfies you. Thank you for the message. Hello, ambassadorial crew of the Bargerian Jade. Bargerian Jade herself.
Hi.
And Nermit, if he is around, he is around. I have a question. Why hasn't C-53 upgraded to a different grade of frame? A lot of frame questions.
Yeah, there's a lot of buzz about the frame.
Yeah. The C-series seems to have a host of strange issues, and, you know, they're mainly repurposed sex droids anyhow, so you'd probably want to, at least just for the waterproofing upgrade. Yours in orange beer and dust, Nini.
Nini. I'm a protocol, a diplomatic relations droid.
Still.
It hasn't changed since the last question. But sure, I could be a B-class loader droid.
C-53, I actually have a question about that. Why haven't we gone back to that droid shop and tried to get you a droid frame without, you know, skin?
Hey, I don't know. I'm not in charge of the ship.
Oh. No one's asked me to go there, so really it's on you, Plek.
Okay, I mean, I didn't know it was up to me. I just figured you're always complaining about how tacky and clammy your skin is.
You know, I do complain about the tackiness and clamminess of my artificial skin, but you know one thing I can do? Huh. Allow me to show you. You may remember my punishment marble.
Yeah.
Tacky skin. Boom.
Hey, wow. Solid marble pickup, C-53. Wow. You actually can't drop it. It just sort of sticks to
you. That's sort of a different kind of punishment. Just having a marble stuck to you. Oh,
okay. All right.
That's sort of.
Boy.
Now it's on my other hand.
Oh, boy. Huh. You want me to take that off for you?
No. I got it.
Oh, boy.
Maybe it's just my hand.
Okay. All right.
I got it.
Beano.
Beano.
I know I risk exposure by appealing directly to you. but the crew's previous response to my inquiry into Bargee's trustworthiness I found to be very unsatisfactory, elusive even. I feel safe to say even Bargee will admit to that.
What about was paying attention?
Okay. And I know that Bino know. Does Bino know Bargee, or is Bino no Bargee? I feel like everything rests upon this question.
What is happening?
Yours, Dr. B.S.
Oh, Dr. B.S. He was the one with the conspiracy theory about Bargee being the least trustworthy member of the crew.
Wow. Oh. Gaslighting Dr. B.S. again.
Dr. B.S. is going to be very disappointed with the answer to this question, I have a feeling.
Okay.
All right. Dr. B.S., that is the answer. Yes. Oh, Bino.
He's
what?
Throwing up his tiny hand.
Okay.
Bino
now. Okay. Ah, Bino still no. Hi, everyone. I have a question for Dar. You seem to pretty freely use your body cavities as a means of smuggling items.
Okay.
Have you ever faced any health consequences for smuggling something that wasn't clean or was sharp or that your body just didn't agree with in general? I continue to enjoy hearing about your space adventures, Andy Hunter. Oh, it's the Andy Hunter.
I wonder if he's killed any Andes
since the last message.
Yeah. Hmm.
Andy's notoriously hard to catch.
Well, I wouldn't recommend that any other sentient being stick material up into their chutes and flaps. But for me, because I have my monthly, I bake my entire insides to a nice 400 degrees. Anything that shouldn't be inside me doesn't stay.
Well, Dar, you did have an experience with Alan aboard the Desil Mosh.
Oh.
So maybe avoid dead material. This is good advice.
Yeah, no decaying,
right.
Yeah.
So get a hot monthly and don't juck any dead folk.
I didn't know he was dead.
No, I'm just giving advice.
In
that
fact,
wasn't, no, that's fine.
Alan seemed very charming.
Alan was a good guy.
When we first met.
He was a puppet. He was a shell of
a skin puppet, right.
Yeah. Right.
All right, so this is our last one, everybody. Dear Bino, how are you today?
Bino now.
All right, follow-up question. What did you do for 400 years as a relic?
Bino now.
Okay.
You know, Bino, this is an email from a person who's invested in our adventures.
Wait. Yeah.
The thing is, you have to treat Bino like a pet. The more you ignore it, the more he will talk.
Mm.
So just pretend. Just do something else.
All right, yeah, no, that's actually really good advice, Bargee.
Yeah, I'll just finally get this marble off my hands here.
It's still stuck to you.
I need to do is sort of bat it off, I reckon.
You know, see if you see, let me just grab it.
No, I got it.
Bino hungry.
You were hungry during the 400 years?
Bino hungry.
All right, Hannah. We got it out of him.
Yes.
I mean, it makes sense. 400 years is a long time.
Bino love marble.
Oh. That's one way to do it.
Okay.
Got that off.
Punishment complete.